Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, the NFL draft's coming up. MLB's getting in the swing of things. We're really starting to see how that's going to shake out. There's not a whole lot of sports going on, but we got some stuff to talk about.
Oh, we got some good stuff to talk about. It. We got MLB. And, you know, they're really starting to tinker with the game, and we'll get into that. And I'm a purist, you know, when it comes to baseball and other sports. I think that too much technology is going to kill the game. And that's going to happen in all sports if we're not careful. And all you Mouthing Off fans that are listening, you know what I'm talking about. It's just too much. I mean, you got to have guys that you know have a bang play and don't go review it and change it, and that makes the games better, correct?
Yeah, but we're gonna get into that in a whole segment, so let's not blow any of that we get there. We got a lot coming up. We aren't going to talk about the NBA playoffs because I know that that's the last thing you want to talk about, but the NBA playoffs are going on right now, the NFL draft. I mean, that's going to be on everybody's minds coming up in the next week. So,
right.
It's an interesting draft too, Eddie, because there's a position that is not really a part of this draft that everybody always expects to be the biggest thing coming out of the draft, and it's not going to happen this time, and there's good reason for that, but is another position that a lot of people are looking at, and it's going to be fun to see where those guys go. And we'll get into that too. It's an interesting time because I play fantasy football, and I'm starting to get the emails about fantasy football. And I'm like, man, football season's a long way away. But it turns out these days, football season is 24/7, 365, talking football, fantasy football, everything football, the USFL too, which we might get into a little bit. But we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out teamavenuebaseball.com.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Yourcreditpulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at yourcreditpulse.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
All over the world. All over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, three best NFL long shots in this draft. We got our bets on Kenny Pickett, Daxton Hill out of Michigan, and Lewis Seen out of Georgia, safety that we just did a little bit of research on. He looks like a heavy hitter coming out of that backfield.
Yeah, well, you know good and well if he plays with the Dogs, man, he can hit. And because Kirby, he's a defensive guy, and this guy's a safety, and he looks like a linebacker. That's how big he is. And when you look at him, I'm telling you, somebody's going to get a steal with this guy. He's going to be really, really good. And I'm telling you, it's another guy that he really has gone down in the draft is this Kenny Pickett. He's going to be a steal. And I believe, I'm telling you, I'm going to make a prediction. What team's going to take him? Who you think he's going to take him?
I don't know. I don't have a prediction for him. You tell me.
I do. Tennessee Titans.
Yeah?
You know why?
Why?
Because Ryan Tannehill's, he's got 1 year left on his contract. And this guy right here is seasoned and old enough, because he's like 24, 25, to step right in and understand the game. He understands the game. And he's smart. And when you put that together, and those Titans, I'm telling you, they're loaded for bear.
Well, they pick
up. You know, the Titans liable to be in the Super Bowl next year.
So let me say this. I mean, it's a good idea to pick a kid in this draft that you plan on having as a backup, not the guy to take over your franchise right away. And the Tennessee Titans definitely would be doing that. They wouldn't be picking this guy and saying, all right, you're competing for this job against Ryan Tannehill. Tannehill's their guy. I know he hasn't gotten it done 100% in Tennessee, but they've had some rough injuries, and that's a team that's on the brink, and they're not going to go bring in a rookie kid in. So you're right. I mean, that's a tempting draft pick for Tennessee to take a quarterback in a draft where, you know, they could be taking the first quarterback off the board with the 26th pick, because this is not a quarterback heavy draft, Eddie.
That's right. You got 10 QBs and Pickett is down the line. And it's like they're really doing old Pickett a favor by letting him drop like that, because if he could ease in a place like Tennessee, or ease in a place like New Orleans, you see what I mean? But I think the Titans, they got their eye on him. I got an inside guy in Nashville. You know, I do a lot of stuff in Nashville. And I got a scoop from him. And he said, look, we're looking at Pickett. And because, and I didn't realize this, that Tannehill is, he's got 1 year left on his contract.
Well, it's tough to bring championships when you have arguably the best rusher in the league.
Yeah.
And he goes down, and that kind of changes the trajectory of your season. So I feel like they need to give him a full season of a well put together team with a healthy Henry coming out of the backfield, and then we can make a judgment call on Ryan Tannehill. But I'll tell you what, if you do have a Kenny Pickett on your bench for a year and the Ryan Tannehill doesn't work out, then you will have a kid that knows the system for sure and can come in there and at least play the snaps if you move on from Ryan Tannehill and see what's going on moving forward. Who is it that you think is going to go first in this draft?
Oh man, Hutchinson out of Michigan, without a doubt. You know, he's one of those guys. He's like a Bowser and a JJ Watt. He's one of those guys that can take over a game, and he's a game changer, and he could be an impact player his first year. And there's a lot of teams that need a defensive end, and I'm telling you, who I think is going to pick him number one is the Jaguars. I think they're going to pick him. If they're stupid, if they don't, well, I mean, because they need a defensive end, and he is the most polished of everybody of anybody that's coming out of the draft.
Well, the only competition he has on the defensive side that Jacksonville would likely take is Trayvon Walker out of Georgia. He probably is the more likely to go to Jacksonville, but I mean, this is either way you go, both of these teams are going to be better on the defensive side. Jacksonville and Detroit pick first and second. They
he just needs to pick up the phone and call Matthew Stafford to say, hey, It what happens when I go to Detroit? And Matthew's going to say, well, there goes your damn career. You know, it's over. Because Detroit will not ever win. I don't care. They can't, you know, Ford Motor Company owns them. And they can't buy a team. Why can't you buy a team like everybody else? The Los Angeles Rams did, won a Super Bowl.
It's interesting. You know, the fact of the matter is you don't necessarily have to buy a team. Like, we saw the Cincinnati Bengals draft a kid that completely changed the face of that franchise seemingly overnight. And you wonder if you don't have to go out and spend a ton of money to have success in the NFL. It's not likely. I mean, you look at the New England Patriots, a team that didn't really have top rank stars outside of their quarterback for a lot of that run. I mean, we knew all their names because of the fact that they were on the Patriots, and the Patriots were a dynasty that were in the Super Bowl every year if they didn't have a hiccup and not make the Super Bowl 1 year. They were in it so much that you end up knowing guys' names like Lawyer Malloy, and just you pick a guy whose name we only know because he played for that particular team. Sorry, Lawyer Malloy, nothing against you. Great player. But if you played on the Detroit Lions, most people wouldn't know who you are.
Nobody would know you.
So, but they still spent money.
Oh, and like poor Matthew Stafford. He was one of the greatest QBs. He's a Hall of Famer. And look, he wasted 13 years in Detroit.
Wasted. I guess at the end of the day, though, a win for him because he left there and had great success. I guess he went.
That shows that he's a winner. He was a winner all the time. He was just with the wrong team.
Yeah, he went. Well, I mean, come on. They put together quite. You want to talk about buying a team? They bought a team in Los Angeles. They brought in a lot of pieces to make that team what it was. And, you know, they drafted Wise on the defensive side to. I mean, Aaron Donald's no slouch. They had a great defense too, but the reality of it is they brought in a lot of guys to make that team what it was to win a Super Bowl. And Stafford was the main piece, if you think about it. I mean, he's the guy that they definitely needed to have. Yeah, I don't think they would have won that Super Bowl with Jared Goff under center. So,
oh no way. I mean, he's a bridesmaid. He'll never be the bride.
So,
and he's just one of those guys.
So there are a lot of teams, Eddie, that have a quarterback in place. But what they need is a favorite target for that quarterback to throw to. And this draft isn't very wide receiver heavy either. But I think there are going to be a decent amount of teams that try to find a wide receiver in the first round. And if not, they're spending their second round picks on wide receivers. The Green Bay Packers, they need a wide receiver.
They need more than one.
I mean, really, though, they need a threat. The Kansas City Chiefs, they need a wide receiver. There are teams that badly need – they have the guy, the quarterback, but they badly need a guy for that guy to throw to right now.
Well, I mean, tell you what, I believe that the Chiefs are going to do. They're going to trade their picks for a seasoned wide receiver.
You think? You think they're going to bring someone in after they just let Tyreek Hill go? I mean, really, why not just pay Tyreek? You had the best guy in the business. Why not pay him?
You know, there was something wrong there, and I don't know what it was, but I guarantee you they're going to trade those picks, and they're going to get a wide receiver.
Yeah, I think.
And they're out there. They can get them.
There are guys in this draft that can be difference makers for the Kansas City Chiefs right now. And they don't have to go out and trade these picks away. They could take a kid who they'll have for the long haul and make a difference.
But they don't think that way. You know, Andy Reid doesn't think that way. He's a win now kind of guy. And
they drafted all of the guys that have made that team what that team is.
He did.
So yeah. I feel like they're going to continue to go through the
when
draft.
When he started, they had Alex, you know, he had Smith as his QB.
Yeah.
But you know who he really mentored the guy?
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. Because he's a gunslinger.
Yeah.
And Mahomes reminds me of Brett Favre, the way he plays the game. And, you know, Alex Smith, and he even admits that he was so kind to him. You know, he mentored him and taught him how to read defensive and, you know, blitzes and stuff like that you need as a quarterback. And Patrick Mahomes is jam up. He had a bad year. But he'll come back this year. This I'm telling you, Chiefs, watch them. They're just good, you know. And they got good running backs. They got good line. They got a good defense. They just need a couple wide receivers to throw to. He's got one heck of a tight end.
Oh yeah, and, yeah. They're set a tight end. Hey Eddie, we got to run for a minute. We'll be back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
All over the world.
You better get on his train because this mouthing off train has left the station, Eddie. I'm back with
That's
Eddie.
That's it, Matt. You better get ready. It's you got the Continental Lover, Fast Eddie, and JT, baby, in the house. And one thing about it, I'm telling you, Jeff, you probably saw the last 3,000 hit guy in MLB for many, many years.
Yeah, you know, Eddie, I agree with you that there might not be any players that are big names right now that reach that 3,000 hit mark, but
Miguel Cabrera, he just did it.
Name
one is even close.
Well, there's
not one near close.
There aren't any guys that are big names in baseball right now that I think are going to be able to reach that mark, because you're right. If you look at the amount of hits that the big names have, I mean, Mike Trout, you have, is one of the greatest hitters ever. He's 31 right. years old. He has 1,431 hits as of right now as we speak. And it doesn't seem likely that he will reach the pinnacle by the end of his career, because he'd have to play into his 40s. Not likely that he's still putting up those numbers.
He can't even keep a season, right? And he's a great ball player. If he could stay healthy, you know, he's kind of like Kershaw. You know, as a pitcher, but he's a player. He's an everyday guy, but he can't stay healthy. And he's one of the greatest baseball players, you know, in our era. I mean, I'm serious. That guy is that good.
Well,
but,
here's
you know, when you look at Miguel Cabrera, you know, he's only the seventh player in Major League Baseball history with 500 home runs and 3,000 hits. You're not going to see that in a long time, man.
Well, here's the thing, Eddie. Right now, Major League Baseball is a big payoff, willing to sacrifice. A lot of guys that go up there and hit the long ball, but they strike out a lot. Not a whole lot of guys are hitting for contact. They're shifting, which is getting ready to end, which could change everything. Once these guys can't shift anymore, I think guys are going to start getting more hits that are getting lost right now, because you've got a shortstop playing in a triangle with the right fielder and the center fielder, or the left fielder and the center fielder. It's a ridiculous setup. I know that we might disagree on whether they should regulate shifting, but I'm 100% for the new rule that takes place next year, where the second baseman and the first baseman have to be on one side of the base and the shortstop and the third baseman have to be on the other side of the base. This shifting thing drives me nuts. It takes away beautiful hits the argument.
Oh, please.
Hey, listen,
baby.
Stop
cry,
it.
Baby,
stop
cry.
It.
Get your little handy wipe out, buddy.
I know.
It's like,
listen,
come on.
I've heard a million guys say, oh, well, if they shift, you just got to hit against the shift. What you don't hear
Absolutely.
Is a Major League Baseball player who has to go out there and figure out how to go oppo every time he gets up, saying they can hit against the shift, because nobody has been able to do it. There are very few guys that they don't shift on anymore, because nobody seems to be able to hit against the shift. The only thing that you happen to see guys every once in a while pull off is they'll go, oh, look, no one's over there playing third base, and they'll pop a bunt over towards third base, which sucks even more than having a guy trying to get up there and swing and gap one in between the first baseman and the second baseman and short of the right fielder. I feel like this is going to be better for the game, and it will add to me.
I just think that was it's great baseball, the shift, and I think that whoever the hitter is needs to learn. I mean, it's called practice. And if you know a team's going to put a shift on you all the time, you learn how to pull that ball the other way.
They have never been able to do it, though, Eddie. Nobody can do it.
Yeah, because they don't practice anymore. You know, those guys
practice every day. They practice every day.
Mind,
they do. They hit mind, every
they go,
day.
They go hit balls. You know, they go take batting practice and shag a little bit, and that's it. And they're done.
I think it's so simple now.
It's easier. It's not as tough as it used to be.
It's become a ridiculous argument, Eddie, because the fact of the matter is they've been shifting for 10 years. A whole new generation of players has come in. They knew that there were going to be shifts on, and nobody can hit against the shift. It's a ridiculous argument to say that they need to practice more to learn to hit against the shift because they can't do it. It's natural.
They need to learn. You can always do anything.
You can't.
If you practice well enough, yeah, you can.
You can't.
It's like, you know, when you look at, say, Altuve, he's 31 years of age, and he has 1,783 hits. And if you take Trout and Altuve, and they're 8 or 9 years away from 3,000 hits.
Yeah, I know, because Altuve's had to hit against a shortstop that's playing in right field for his entire career.
I tell you what, but he's still not going to get 3,000 hits.
Yeah, well, that's why I think that you might be wrong on this one, Eddie. I think we will see.
I'm not ever wrong when it comes to that. Nope. To me, it's good baseball. It's smart baseball to make the guy pull the ball.
So as soon as the ball snapped at the quarterback, well, then he's going to walk up five more feet, and he's going to stand in front of his face in the shotgun.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with 3,000 hits?
Well, what I'm saying is I can tell you what it has to do with 3,000 hits. I'm gonna lower my voice a little bit. I'm starting to lose my voice a little bit, Eddie. I'm gonna lower my voice here. What it has to do with 3,000 hits is the reason why Miguel Cabrera is the only player that seems to have a chance to get to 3,000 hits. He has. Congratulations to him. He has one of the coolest.
He's only the
seventh
player.
Let me finish my point.
In Major League Baseball history, 500 home runs.
Let me finish my point. Congratulations, Miguel. Still one of the coolest things ever was when he turned a bunt and then doinked a pitch up the middle in the World Series.
Right.
But the reason why he's the last one is because he was playing for his first 2,000 hits before Joe Maddon taught the entire league that if you put a shortstop in right field, that you could stop anybody from getting a hit. Or if you put your second baseman in left field, you could stop anybody from getting a hit. And now you can't get hits anymore. So
I'm like a woke kind of guy.
I'm just saying that there should be a rule where there are lines that you can't cross. Here's another one. I'm gonna call my favorite basketball coach, and I'm gonna say, hey, listen, bud, you've got those guys hitting a lot of free throws. I mean, you're getting a lot of fouls, and you know, they're making 20 free throws against you every game. So do me a favor. Next time that they're shooting a free throw, just have a guy stand in front of them and block the free throws. Then they can't make those free throws. They'll have to learn how to shoot a free throw around the guy that's standing in front of them when they're trying to. They're going to have to practice and learn how to make a free throw when there's a guy standing in front of them.
Your friend, the coach, ask him to make sure his basketball team learns how to play defense.
I'm telling him how to play defense. I'm telling him how to play perfect defense. All he has to do is when a guy's shooting a free throw.
Let's see, you're breaking the rule.
I know. I think there needed to be a rule to keep these guys from shifting and taking away great hits.
You got it. I mean, they changed it. Major League Baseball changed it.
I know. I'm excited about it, which is why I think that we'll see another 3,000 hits. because they finally stepped in and said, this is ridiculous. They said it's ridiculous that a guy that hits a ball 8 feet off the ground over what should be the second baseman's head and it should land in right field in front of the right fielder is now being caught by the shortstop that's standing over there because the natural thing that happens to a right-handed or a left-handed batter is that they're going to go from center to their pull side. It's the natural thing. It's the natural way things go. It's hard to hit the ball the opposite way. It's hard enough to hit the ball if you get a hit 3 times out of 10 in your career, you're in the Hall of Fame. So it's already hard enough to get a hit. But if you put a guy where the guy's most likely to hit it every time out of position, it's going to make it even harder. There's a reason why there's a first base, there's a second base, there's a third base, there's a shortstop, and there are 3 outfielders. They're positioned in a place where they cover enough of the field, but if you can get in between them, you can make a difference. But trying to say that you're going to teach a generation of kids to hit opposite field every time they hit, it's going to turn into something like cricket. Nobody's going to be swinging the bat anymore. They're going to be going up there.
You know something? One of the greatest hitters of all time, and he is, and he used to do this all the time, and his name is Pete Rose, and he could hit it to left field, center field, right field. It didn't matter because he was that good, and he practiced being that good. And I'm just telling you, with the shifts on, you got the guy has to learn to bullet. If it's to the left, you got to hit it to
Eddie,
the right.
Eddie,
I mean, you just got
Eddie,
to.
Eddie, Pete Rose,
you can't change my mind.
Pete Rose would have lost 30% of his hits if they would have been shifting when Pete Rose was in the league. I stand by it. My mind won't be changed. You can't tell me anything. You can't tell me anything. We gotta go. We gotta take a break. We'll be right back this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, .com/USA.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Yourcreditpulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at yourcreditpulse.com.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out teamavenuebaseball.com.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16, in-store only. Coupon required, one per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
Now then, all over the world.
And we're back on Mouthing Off, All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, is it time for the MLB?
That's it.
Is it time for the MLB to create an umpire appeal system?
You know something, I'm a purist when it comes to baseball and all sports. To me, in my heart, they're devastating baseball and other sports with too much technology. And you know something, a bang-bang play at home plate. You know, now they want to appeal it and go to the video tape. Well, that takes away the excitement for the fans. You don't have a bang-bang play anymore because let's go to the videotape, and it's like home runs. You know, they want to go to the videotape and make everything perfect. You know, baseball and other sports, they are not perfect. They have umpires. They have officials. You know, they make mistakes because they're human. But that's what makes the game great. Let them make a mistake. You know something? As many baseball games that I pitched, I can tell you one thing. There's a lot of balls and strikes that were bad, and there's nothing you can do about it. But that's part of the game. You know, some umpires, as a pitcher, you feel like you're throwing to a round plate. You know what I mean? And so you know what we used to do to umpires, Jeff, is a catcher. He'd call a fastball, and he'd signal high, and he'd put his mitt up, and I'd throw it right at that face guard for that umpire, and the catcher would miss it, and we'd hit the ump and shake him up, and he got the message, and then all of a sudden the plate, it got
the strike zone got a little better.
Yeah, it got a lot better. Sometimes you got to shake the cobwebs out of their heads, you know?
Well,
go ahead.
Let me say this, Mouthing Off Nation. If you are listening today, right now, to hear an argument between Jeff and Eddie, you came to the wrong place. Because I agree wholeheartedly. I watch a ton of hockey, and I literally watched a play happen where a goal was scored, and they challenged whether or not there was a hand pass a minute and a half before that goal was scored. Because I guess the rule now is that penalty would have changed everything and they wouldn't have scored the goal. It was ridiculous. I can't stand it. If you put it out on paper, I can almost promise you that you win as many as you lose and you give as much as you take. And it probably would even out perfectly if they just got rid of all of these challenges and all of this technology. I mean, I'm a Miami Hurricane, and watching Ohio State win the national championship on a terrible call in the end zone, I hated it. But to this day, we can still talk about it because you know what they didn't do? They didn't stop everybody from rushing down on the field. They didn't stop everybody from doing everything. The game was over. They didn't have a guy put on headphones and tune in to New York to have a bunch of guys looking at a bunch of monitors, looking at it from 15 different ways. And by the way, Eddie, I watch a lot of sports. These guys get it wrong sometimes with replay. If it's not going to be 100% right, then why have it at all? It drives me mad.
I'm the same way because they're taking the heart, and I'm going to say this again. They're taking the heart and soul out of the game. I don't care if it's football, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever the professional sport is. With all this technology, it's too much. Let the guy make a mistake. So what? He made a mistake, and that's just part of the game. And how many games have you watched over the years that you know
a call
that the guy was offsides, but he didn't call? And pass interference wasn't called. This wasn't called. But you got something to talk about. You know what I mean? If you make everything a woke situation, you know, I'm not a woke kind of guy. You know, I don't play by those rules. You come messing with me, I'm gonna slap you upside your head. And so I don't play. I like physical stuff. You know what I mean? Let them be physical. You know, and that's what you need to do. And that's what you have to do. Leave the game alone.
It's funny too, Eddie, because it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. They added all of these cameras into these fields in right. baseball so they could get all of these angles so they could go back and look at whether a call was right or not. And what do those teams start doing? They're like, oh, man, we have this feed for all these cameras from all these different angles. Oh, look, absolutely. I can see the signs that the catcher's putting down. Oh, look at me. I've got my eye watch on. Oh, look, the guy back in the tape room just sent me a message on my eye watch that said curveball. Oh, let me bang a trash can a couple of times so my hitter knows what pitch is coming. Get rid of all of it.
That's my Astros.
Actually, that was a mixture of all of them, because the Astros were banging the trash can, the Red Sox were using the iWatch, the Yankees were using the cameras and calling on the phone. They were all doing it. But what do you expect when you've got a team that wants to win games? Everybody's very competitive, and you give them a room full of monitors that show every possible angle for everything. And the only reason it's there is to undermine the four guys you're paying six-figure salaries to make these decisions.
Absolutely. You're right. And because when I was playing baseball, we used to sit there and try to steal the guy's signal. That's what we did to try to pick up with a third base coach when he go through his rhythm. Boom, 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 boom. You know, touchy feely, this here, what? And then you write down, you know, you have a little pad and you write it down that he touched his hat. And, you know, a guy bunted or, you know, he touched his hat and the guy, you know, took the ball and he didn't swing. And it's you can steal signs that way. And it's been going on since baseball was invented. And what's wrong with it? I mean, if you can outsmart the other team, that's what you're supposed to do.
The reality
is If it takes banging the garbage cans, you got to do it. You know,
the reality of it is that they talk about the polo grounds, that there was a guy in the scoreboard with a monoscope that looked and got the signs.
Wrigley Field too.
You're right. It's always cheating's a part of every game. It's always been one. Yeah. It's unfortunate because if you think about it, you would think that these professional athletes would say, "I don't want to cheat. I'm the best there is. I'm going to definitely, especially the Astros." I mean, those guys, Jose Altuve is probably one of the best hitters of all time. He doesn't need a guy banging a trash can tell him and a fastball's coming in.
Yeah,
that,
he does.
It turns out it's unfortunate because you would think that guy would have enough integrity to say, "No, I don't want to know. I want to be able to sit there and see the spin on the ball or guess whether the guy's throwing a fastball, a changeup, or a curveball."
Well, he knew what was coming. That's the reason he could see the spin on the ball.
Now he's still jacking up, man.
Well, he's good. He's still
hitting. That team really was. There are a couple of guys that were questionable getting hits,
but they had a great team. The Astros were jam up.
They had enough guys on the offensive end to be a headache for any team that came in there, any pitching staff that had to face that team, whether they were sealing signs or not. But I mean, the reality of it is that the technology's slowing these games down. It's irritating for the fans. I mean, yes, it's awesome.
Well, it makes the umpires look stupid because when they're blowing calls, it's really sad when a guy in New York is blowing a call and he's got a monitor to replay the call and you still can't get it right.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I know it's great when your team is on the end of a bad call and it gets overturned, but it sucks equally bad when you're on the side of the bad call and it gets overturned and your team is penalized for the call that should have been made. It really isn't good for the fan. The only thing it does is slow down the game. It's I hate it. I've really gotten to the point where I hate it. Am I a grumpy old man? Maybe. But the reality is...
You know, you're a smart guy, and let me tell you something. You're a purist. If you love baseball or if you love sports, you don't want all that crap. You want spontaneity. You want that bang-bang play. I don't want a bang-bang play at first base or a bang-bang play at second base. And then all of a sudden, you're going to go to the videotape and overturn it. Well, now you just take the life. You're sucking the life right out of the game. They really are for the fans. I mean, you know, what's better than a still in a base and it's like the ball beats him there, but they still call him safe.
Yeah.
And you say, how in the world could you call him safe? Well, if you look back, 9 out of 10 times, the guy was right. The guy didn't really tag him. He just swiped him, but he missed him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but now they started overturning everything. You can't do that. You're going to kill the game.
I agree.
You kill everything.
But,
you know, it sucks.
But Eddie, let's spend our last couple of minutes here talking about something that you and I might be a little bit hypocritical about when it comes to baseball and technology. Because they're trying it out in the minor leagues. It's potentially coming to the major leagues. And that is robocalls for balls and strikes. What do you think?
Oh, I hate that. Oh, let me tell you something. I'd take a double-barreled shotgun and blow that son of a gun right up. And I'd bust him lens on that thing. Let me tell you something. For long, you won't have any umpires.
I disagree with you on this one.
Well, but you don't need that on balls and strikes. You just don't, because that makes you – each umpire has his own strike zone. And you as a pitcher have to work into that strike zone that he's calling, whether you like it or not. And each guy behind the plate is different. And they have some have a high strike zone, some a low. Some give you corners. Some got around plate. And you know the difference by the second inning. And then you got to work around it. Because it used to be you'd pitch into the seventh or eighth inning as a starter. Now you throw 5 innings. Yeah, I mean, to me, that's free money, you know, for a pitcher. I mean, if you can't throw 5 innings, you don't need to be in the major leagues.
Well,
or you don't need to be playing, period.
I agree with you, although I do, however, think that it's nice to be able to see a few pitchers get an opportunity. But listen, Eddie, tell me this. You've got a camera that looks straight down the barrel of the pitcher. And
right. It's
got a system where it's got the exact strike zone. It doesn't change for either team or any different arm angle that the pitcher pitches from. And if the ball's a ball and a strike's a strike, then it's called. It doesn't slow the game down any because the pitch hits the catcher.
It's horrible.
He throws it back. It's either a ball or a strike. I like this one.
No.
I this is one where I
oh,
think
I hate
that
it.
Well, we're allowed to disagree.
Before long, you won't have any umpires. You'll have some robot idiot. What do you want to do that to the game of baseball? Or any game. Too much technology is going to kill the game.
I'd be willing to sacrifice the balls and strikes being called by the robo umpire if they would get rid of all of the technology. I'd be willing to absolutely make that sacrifice to the baseball gods. But hey, listen, we're going to have to talk about something else on the other side of this break. This is Mouthing Off all over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. Eddie, I'm going to have a lozenge after this show. I feel like I scream.
Hey, let me tell you something. You know, Mouthing Off and all the Mouthing Off Nation, you know, we really appreciate you because it gets a little hectic here. And you know, Mouthing Off, we're going to start having a lot of the superstars that are dear friends of ours coming on the show. And it's fun. I love talking issues, and I love to get the heat moving because, you know, sports is a very, very fun thing to watch, and it's special, and don't ever forget that, and don't let them change so many rules that it's not fun anymore to watch. That's what I got to say.
I'm gonna get a big kick out of like 5 years from now when I'm on here, and I'm saying, Eddie, we got to bring back the shift. I can't stand the fact
that's what you're gonna say.
I can't stand the fact that these guys are getting so many hits. So and so got 5,000 hits. They've got to bring the shift back. Baseball was so much better when those guys could shift. I'm definitely not.
And the pitchers are only going 3 innings.
Well, if
they have a middle relief problem, you know.
If you would ever like to have another discussion that I get very, very passionate about, we can talk about raising the mound back up to pre-Bob Gibson era. And
well, they should.
I know. Darn it. We won't be arguing about that because I feel like if they raise that mound back up, they changed the mound. This is the thing. They changed the mound because of one guy that got everybody out. I mean, that guy was only going to be around for 10 years. Just leave it where it is and let the next normal human being that comes around pitch from that height, because I really do feel like the way these guys are throwing, they're throwing straight down now. Where it used to be downhill, like you were throwing downhill, and I think that was a much better arm angle for them to be throwing from. And
how come you have so many injuries now?
Yeah, with spin rate being such a big thing now that they're looking at how much spin you put on a ball and everything. These kids are trying to throw crazy curveballs and fastballs that look like curveballs. Yep. So something's got to give, my friend, and maybe raising that mound up would do it. But listen, we got to run, Eddie.
Hey, it's been fun. Got to run. And thank you, Maldonado Nation. We'll see you next week.